Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year again. This message will be shared in English. So if you need a translation, take the device or take the device on the back. 所以你如果需要翻译啊，在后面有一个翻译器啊。我们这个今天楼下没有中文的课，全部是在楼上。
需要翻译器的举手，有的吗？
Okay. So shall we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28? Deuteronomy chapter 28. So before we start, shall we bow our heads and pray? Dear Father in heaven, we are so thankful again for this privilege we can gather to celebrate the new year. Lord, without you, where is the grace? Where is the blessing? Lord, help us to understand you are the source of all blessings. You are the source of all grace. Help us to receive Jesus as my personal savior today and to have the greatest blessings in my life. And since then, we'll see, Lord, your mercy anew every morning. Your faithfulness is great. We pray in Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 2 to verse 5. Verse 6, I will read for you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. And then starting from verse 7, a lot of blessings following. Just now, Brother Chu shared a key word in this special day of the year. Lunar New Year is blessing, right? So in the Jeremiah 17, 7 to 8, we shared how we can get this blessing. So I want you to compare the God's blessing and the people's blessing word during this time of the year. Many of you are Chinese. From yesterday to today, you receive a lot of blessing word from your friend. But to be honest, don't be offended. Most of these words, just wishful thinking. If I say back to 2020, in the beginning of the year, the new year 2020, I say to you, I wish you have a great year, wealthy and healthy year. You know what? On that year, you got COVID. And then 2 years ago in 2021, I said the same thing. I said, wish you a healthy and a wealthy year. On that year, you got inflation. But unfortunately, COVID still stayed. But last year, I said the same thing. I said, I wish you a wealthy and healthy year. COVID was still there. Inflation got rampant. And you got war. Right? Last year, many lives died because of war. And this year, I started to say the same thing. You may say, my friend, if you have truth, you tell me the truth. If not, maybe silence is the truth. Right? You find something wrong with me. Because I have a warm heart, I want to give you blessing. But actually, what I really give you, it's just my wishful thinking. How can we say the blessing will come for sure. Not just my wishful thinking. So when we share the God's word with others, especially some Christian, Chinese Christians, we may even quote these verses I just read. But you know what? We mainly focus on verse 3-6. We just try to share with others. All these are beautiful, right? In verse 4 and 5, you find this is what I, if I'm a man, I really want my land, my work in my hand, the work in my hand, everything I do, blessed. And if I'm a sister, I'm a lady, I said, wow, it's good. Verse 5, I want to see my basket and my kneading bowl is blessed. And if I'm traveling, I said, verse 6, it's definitely what I need. I walk in and out, I need blessings. But don't neglect verse 2. Let me read verse 2 again. Verse 2 said what? And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Your God. The reason of the blessings you get is in verse 2. You cannot just skip verse 2 and jump to verse 3-7. So you know the blessings are the result of obeying God's truth, right? You see the logic here. How can I get my blessings? I should go back to truth. Do I know the truth? Do I accept the truth? Do I obey the truth and follow it in my life? If I did so, blessings will be there. If I do not do so. In the same chapter, starting from verse 15, we see the other side of the coin. Curse, right? So that will explain why, starting from 2020, I say the same thing to you, year after year, year after year. The reality of the world just proved that I was wrong. Right? Because the whole world did not follow the truth. So the blessings just became a wishful thinking from the beginning of the year. So you may ask a question now to me. So tell me, what's the truth you want to share with me today? I want to share with you 7 truths and compare with 7 blindness of us. And then I believe if you follow this, you will have a great blessings this year. So the truth number 1 is there is a God. There is a God. Shall we read Romans 1? Romans 1. Romans 1:19. The New Testament, book of Romans 1 and verse 19. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Pay attention to the last part of this verse. They are without excuse. There is a God, no matter I recognize it or not. Maybe I'm still in my blindness. I said, no, I don't believe it. There's a God, there's a creator, I don't believe. But God said what? This world are full of creator that's created by the only God. And you have no excuse to say no. So long as you open your eyes, you can see the flower, you can see the squirrel, you can see the bird, and you can see your friend just sitting beside you. And then God said, you know there is a creator. You have no excuse. Sometimes I find a very interesting thing. When I say, if I lift up this is an electric device. Someone made it. And if I say, okay, this one is there by nature, the creator of this one will get offended severely, right? Is that right? And think about your moms. You just put a lot of delicious food together and make it a feast. But your son come into the home and said, whoa, those food are there by nature. I just enjoy it. You will get offended, right? You think about our Lord. We are not here by chance, by incident, by nature. We are created by Him. This is a fact. This is the truth. So blindness number one is, I think I come from monkey. Truth number one is, I have a God. He is my creator. I have the responsibility to answer Him. Number one. Truth number two. God's creating the whole world. But as man, it's way more important than all the other creature. Way more. Matthew, book of Matthew, chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Way more. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. That's the word from Lord Jesus himself. He said, for assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Lord Jesus here is talking about a comparison. Compared these earthly things rule, the visible things, the materials rule, and the rule of spirit. So what is more important, spirit or your body? What is more important, the invisible or visible? We should build up the root. The truth number two is invisible is more important than visible. My spirit is more important than my body. So when we talk about the blessings, a lot of Chinese will say, 恭喜发财, right? I wish you a wealthy year. I can't say you don't need food or clothes, but I should tell you, food and clothes will be no use after 100 years for you. Because 100 years, in 100 years, all of us will leave this world. I tell you an interesting story. A boy is born in the family. A lot of people come to congratulate to the parents. And one uncle said, "Wow, this boy looks so handsome. He will be a movie star in the future." And the other one said, "Oh, this boy looks so smart. He could be enrolled by Harvard in the future." And the third come said, I know a sure thing for this boy. He will die. You know what? The first two, they just try to say something good, but not for sure. The last one tell the truth. What is more important, today or the future, this life or eternity? That's what God asks us to think about, the blessing, right? Think about the truth. So if God wants to give you the most important thing, the salvation of the eternal life, what should you choose? Some money for this year or the eternal life for the future? So the lesson number two, eternity, my spirit is more important. Lesson number three, let's have a look at Romans 3, 23. Romans 3, 23. Romans 3, 23. It said, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Very, very simple verse. So just now I shared a reality. In the past 3 years, really a lot of troubles for this world. But when the people, or especially those politicians, you read the headlines, they talk about the reasons. They always think about the reasons of circumstances, reasons of other evil persons, not myself. Unfortunately, that's not the case. According to the Bible, the reason is sin. And according to the Bible, according to the scripture, every one of us is sinner. So you know what? For us, the problem of my life is not outside of me, it's inside of me. I am the problem, that's the truth. So my blindness is the problem I try to find elsewhere. I try to solve the problem by my hand. But the truth is, I am the problem. Because I am the sinner. I am the work of God. So why God call us when we are yet sinners? He call us to work for Him? No, He has thousands of tremendous angels. It's way more powerful than us. Why God needs some workers? He needs sons. He called us out of the sins. We are the work of God. He is changing us. That's the start of the blessing. So the truth number three is sin. Sin is the true problem. And I am the sinner. I am the sinner. Okay, truth number four. So sin is the source of all sufferings. And truth number four, verse, the same book, chapter 5, Romans 5, 12. Romans 5, 12. Therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin. And thus death spread to all men because all sinned. Now we have a word that all Chinese will avoid in the new year. So forgive me, bear with me, don't get offended. I need to speak this word, death. Why no people in China want to even mention this word in the new year? Because we are afraid, right? We are fearful. Because we find this is the most powerful enemy in my life. No one can beat this enemy. You know what? Our blindness number four is I thought the consequence of sin is not that big. But unfortunately, that's not the case. According to the Bible, the consequence of sin is death. So you cannot just link a little lie to death, right? That's all misunderstanding. You know what? In the beginning, the first couple, Adam and Eve, they just ate a fruit of a tree. That's it. Did not kill anyone. Did not rob anyone. Did not do anything that nowadays people may think is very evil. You just disobey God and ate the fruit. That's it. So I want to highlight this truth to you. Consequence of sin is so, so severe. That's the reason of death. So now you see why God wants to bless us and how God is going to bless us. He wants us to go back to the very beginning of our trouble. Right? If I today I said I have an aching back, and you may want to give me some painkiller, but the doctor told me, no, you have more serious problem. You have cancer. Can I just take painkiller to cure my cancer? No way. That's what we are. We think our problem is just some pain. I pray to the Lord, or I seek the help from my friend. Can you give me some painkiller? God said no, because your problem is cancer. So, truth number four. Our problem is fatal. Okay, truth number five. Can I say I can solve my problem myself? No. No. Isaiah 64 and verse 6. The Old Testament, Isaiah 64 and verse 6. Man's pride will try to persuade you that you solve your problem by your own good deed. You just do some good things, and then you will be accepted by the judge, by the Lord. You know what? According to the scripture, God said, Isaiah 64, verse 6, but we are all like an unclean thing. Now, we recognize that. And all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. That's just like thunder to me. My righteousness like a filthy rag. Not one. All. Pay attention to this all. All means what? Every single one. We always get offended by some. When we are sinners, we always get offended by some God's word, right? Why is that? Because we are proud. We think, I can do some good thing to solve my problem, to solve my sins. But the problem is, I cannot save myself by doing my own righteousness. I need a savior. That's the way to save me. So the truth number five, I cannot save myself because my righteousness is just like filthy rag. Truth number six. Okay, now we get to the point. If I need a savior, who can save me? If I think about the Lord, the first impression is judge. And if I'm a sinner, I dare not to face judge. I want to run away. I'm fearful. But I give you great news. God came to the world not to condemn me, but to save me. John 3:17. Let's read John 3:17. Book of John 3:17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So when I get the truth that, okay, there is a God, I should answer him. And I really did a lot of things wrong. And I cannot save myself by my own righteousness. I may say, well, I have a big trouble. As a thief, how come I can see the judge face to face? That's the good news. The good news is, Lord Jesus, come. The first time he came, 2,000 years ago, he told us he was there not to condemn us, but to save us. Don't just run away. Don't be fearful. You can boldly come to him because he said he prepared the salvation just for you and for me. He's waiting for us. He's just like this loving father waiting for us, coming back. He's not here to judge us now. The judgment is postponed day after day, month after month, year after year, already for 2,000 years. Today is the day of salvation because he did not come yet. The second coming of the Lord is the coming for judgment. But the good news is we still have time. We still have the time to celebrate the new year. So for the new year, what should we do? The truth number 7 is you should accept him as your personal savior. That's the blessing number 1. That's the first thing you should do for this new year right now. John 3:16. Just one verse before that verse, and also the verse behind me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do we remember in the beginning, we read the Deuteronomy 28, right? After verse 15, all curses leading to perish. But what the intention of God is to bless us. How can we avoid curses and get the blessings? John 3:16 told us. God sent his Son to us. So anyone, whoever believes in him, should not perish but have everlasting life. So if God already prepared a gift for you, if you prepare the gift for your sons and daughters, what should he do? He should take that in, right? This is very personal. Nobody can replace you. If you don't care about yourself, who can help you? This is your life, my friend. This is your life. This is your blessings. I truly want to say a lot of blessings to you orally, but this cannot be yours until you receive this very important gift, gift of salvation, gift of Jesus Christ. You say, Lord, now I know. After seven truths, I know there's a God. Now I know my eternal life is more important than this life. Now I know I am the sinner. Now I know sin, the consequence is really fatal. Now I know I cannot save myself by my own righteousness, by my own good things, own good deeds. Now I know you are here not to condemn me. Now I say, Lord, can you forgive me? I'm a sinner. Can you forgive my sins and be my Savior and Lord? I want to follow you in my life. Don't look around. Don't look at your spouse. Look at a friend. Look inside at yourself. What say about this offering? God just present this in front of you right now. Do you just want to listen and walk away and experience another 3 years of of COVID, of inflation, of war. I don't know what will happen this year. I really don't know. We'll have another big trouble, maybe. But I know one thing for sure. If you accept Him as your Savior and Lord today, you are blessed. And you are not only blessed in this life, you are blessed in eternity. You are not only blessed for yourself, you are blessed for anyone you love. Because you will be the vessel of gospel. You will share this blessing with others. You will be the light in your household. What a blessing. Why refuse? Go home, close your door, make a prayer. Say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner. I sin against you. Can you forgive my sin? I thank you for Jesus. He died for my sin and resurrected on the third day. Now I want to accept him as my Savior and as my Lord. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we are so thankful again for this wonderful message. This message is valid. It's not only valid in time, but also valid in eternity. The message is, Lord Jesus died for my sin. Lord, help us to humble our heart. Say, Lord, I now know what's the problem. My problem and the world problem is sin. It's my blindness. Now I can see the truth. Now I want to follow you. I don't care about others. I don't care about all the others' decision. I just want to say, Lord, I now today want to be your son. Forgive my sin. I want to follow you in my whole life. We pray in Lord Jesus' name. Amen.